Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. This is another AMA episode, that is, Ask Me Anything. I love to answer your questions. If you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. My friend Michael from Pennsylvania has started a real estate meetup there, and in a short period of time has attracted a sizable, high-quality audience. His question is, what's the benefit of hosting a free event versus a paid event? Well, Michael, this is a great question. There's two main ideas I want to get across in answering this question. Number one, we're all familiar with the concept that when you go to the marketplace and you buy something, you are the customer, and the thing that you just bought is the product. If you buy a cake, the cake is the product. We're also familiar with things that are offered for free in the marketplace. If you've ever used Facebook or watched a YouTube video, you're comfortable with the notion that you're getting something for free. In exchange for that, you're allowing the owner of the platform to present a bunch of different advertisements. In that instance, while you're the consumer of the content, you are no longer the customer. You are the product. You're being used. The question is, when does it cross a line and start to become abuse? In some circles, this is called an ethical bribe. The advertiser offers you a free white paper in exchange for your email address. You know you're going to get more emails in the future with offers for some kind of product. You might want the free white paper and judge that the value you're going to get from the free report is worth the hassle of getting an occasional email. You are going to be used, and hopefully not abused. The second idea I want to leave you with is that of culture. When you create a culture of education, of community, and of abundance, and stick to that, you weed out the takers. You know who those people are. They're the ones who are only in it for themselves. They're the ones who'll come to your house and steal a bar of soap, or take an extra can of soda for the road from the buffet at the end of the meeting. They're the ones who walk around and put their business card on every chair without asking the host of the event if it's okay to do so. Sometimes, the taker is the host of the event itself, and we've all been to those events. They're the ones who lavish compliments on you when they're trying to sell you something and not pay any attention to you after they've made the sale. They're off hunting for their next victim. Now, with a paid event, you tend to weed out the takers from the audience. The ones you want are the ones who are willing to make an investment of cash. And they're willing to pay for value. They're not just in it for something free. Now, there's some events that have a price of admission. They have a big name speaker as the headliner. Sometimes, for example, Tony Robbins will be hired by the promoter to fill a stadium with thousands of attendees who paid $50 to attend. The headline speaker will be towards the end of the day, and in the meantime, you're going to be subjected to a parade of speakers who have products to sell from stage. It might be a time management course, or how to become rich selling information products on the internet, or an online training course. You'll hear something like, "Well, folks, you've been such a wonderful audience, and because winter's over in a few weeks, we're offering you an extra special 60% discount if you act today and today only. Now, we only brought 500 copies of the program. That's our mistake. There's thousands of you here in the room. Make sure you run to the back of the room right now because we don't want you to miss out. We only have enough for the first 500. And if you're one of the first 50, you'll get this extra special, super exclusive, gold-plated program completion trophy upon completion of the training you're about to buy." Of course, in these types of events, even though you paid the price of admission, here too, you are not the customer. You are the product. You're the product for the conference promoter, and the actual customers are the speakers who are selling from the stage. The conference promoter gets a percentage of the sales for everything sold from stage. That percentage is usually 50% of the gross revenue. I'm a believer that you need to have a marketing program if you're in business. The purpose of marketing is to generate interest. It's not to sell. In today's world of advertising and sales bombardment, I believe the only form of marketing that I want to participate in is educational marketing. This podcast you're listening to right now is a form of educational marketing. The podcast is free, and I genuinely hope you're getting value from it each and every day. Through the podcast, I'm educating you. I'm not out here actively selling you anything. From time to time, I'll make you aware of something that I think could be a good opportunity for you. If I do that too often, then it starts to sound and feel like a sales pitch, like an infomercial. For example, this past weekend, I had Russell Gray, the host of the Real Estate Guys radio show, on my podcast, and we were talking about the Investor Summit at Sea. It's not my event. I attend the event every year because it's a great event. I'm promoting it because I want to share the experience with more of my listeners. The idea is that if you're undertaking to spend money and rent a hotel ballroom and host a catered event, and you're going to deliver real value, real education, not a hard sell sales pitch, people should be willing to make a financial investment to get the value they're going to get from the experience. If they're not willing to make that investment, you probably don't want that person in the room anyway. So to summarize, you want to weed the takers out of the audience, and you want to make sure that there aren't any takers pitching product from the stage. It's about creating the right culture. So yes, you want to charge a little bit of money for people to attend to weed out the takers, and you also want to make sure you establish the right culture and you stick to it and protect it for the people who are attending the event and they're not getting abused. As you're thinking about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.